The one, the only, Mr. Harry King. Please. Look at this, 2012 please. Ryder Cup Medina shirt.
Only like because that. I know somebody that worked the Ryder Cup.
Matt Jones went.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Did
I
he
can't.
Not get that for you?
No. I have a friend who has the best gig in the history of the world.
What is that?
Cotton Bowl, Churchill Downs press box during
Must
Derby
be Charlie
week.
Fiss.
No, it's not, but he's close to Charlie.
Oh, okay.
The Masters
yes.
and the Ryder Cup.
Wow.
And that's in addition to his regular
and,
job.
And I tell you, the Medina, it was beautiful and out there to watch him. And we had we really got to choose what day we wanted to go to with tickets. And so we said, let's go to the final day. And we're so excited. What are we up? 7.5, 8.5 points.
And then they tanked it.
We follow him around a little bit. We get there before Rory gets there. Rory's walking in right by, you know, running in right by us. It's pretty cool. And so we watch a little bit, and we go sit on 18. And all the American golfers kept going past the hole. The only spot, you know, we were just talking about the greens out here. You don't want to go past the hole. Everyone I'm going to go past the hole and couldn't make a putt ended up losing. It was pretty painful to watch.
Harry?
You worry about that kind of stuff too, buddy. Come on.
You've been to a lot of golf tournaments in your day. You've covered a lot of Masters golf tournaments.
I have.
You've covered a lot of amateur golf tournaments.
I've gotten
following your son.
First-hand exposure to the U.S. amateur.
Where would you rate this?
Better.
Better than the USAM?
Well, because of the golf course. You know, they play 36, play two different golf courses qualifying and so forth, the U.S. amateur. And I was just thinking, I walked the front nine with the Alabama group, Whitsitt, Justin Thomas, and Bobby Wyatt, and we got a 7-tee box. And I thought Thomas was shooting the distance. There's a bunker down the right side, and I thought he was shooting the distance. He was taking pictures. No kid. And he said, "Today I'm a picture-taking fiend." That's this is a guy who's played in the NCAA, won the NCAA championship,
right?
Played in every big amateur tournament in the country.
But do you
he's
think
out there taking pictures
that maybe tonight when he gets to the house that he's staying at, if he is probably staying with maybe a member here of a lotion or something, that he might take those pictures out and kind of get a game plan too? Or is this a, I'm taking pictures for posterity, a long time from now? Well, I can pull this out when I'm, 70 and want to go back and
look. Let's don't throw up 70, okay?
Well, I thought that was a good number.
It is a good number on the golf course.
It's a great number on this golf course.
He's a little sensitive about
that one,
Craig.
He did get sensitive. 70? What? 2 under par? What?
I watched those guys, and I did walk, like I said, the whole nine with them. Some of them take notes. Some of them don't. Some of them consult with their caddy. Some of them don't. His mother happens to be caddying for him, the Thomas kid. And there was some pretty funny give and take out there. There really was. Three teammates. And I never think about golf being a team sport, but mm-hmm. they clearly like each other and all that. So.
Well, and Trey, it helps to be able to talk with somebody who has the ability to hit the shots and watch them. But it does help to be able to talk and see where you want to hit it. But what about when was it Joey that was saying he usually has to hit it in first? How much of a disadvantage is that when you
because
have
his
to hit
distance,
it in
first? Especially on this golf course.
And other golfers get to see the way the green's rolling and what to do. Does that hurt him a little bit?
Just the simple fact that he's going to be far behind those guys hurts him. It's not the playing in front of them or anything. They got on number two, and you've played.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunker on the left, and they were trying to figure out how far it was, and they're checking the yardage. And Whitsitt hit it right at the bunker with a 3-wood. Wyatt, taking note of that, hit a cut off the bunker, and he had 83 yards left on that 400 hole.
Golly.
We marked it off. I waited until he walked away, and then I marked off how far he was.
Really?
83 yards. Yes.
If there's one thing that you could say to those listening now that might be on the fence about, okay, do I want to go out there? Do I not want to go out there? Do I want to go out there? Do I not want to go out there? What would you say that could change their mind to come out here and see this?
Well, first place, if you've never seen it, you're not going to believe it. A friend of mine walked some holes, and he kept saying, this is the best hole I've ever seen. This is the best hole after hole after hole. And somebody said, well, what's the signature hole out here? There is no signature hole. There's 18 really, really great golf holes. And on top of that, if you like the game and you want to know who's going to be on the PGA Tour 3, 4, 5 years from now, come out here and you'll see all of them. Because, I mean, every one of those guys can really play. I know what good players are supposed to look like. There's a different sound oh, my gosh, they can really play.
What do you think about the format, though, and the test? Obviously, the players got a tremendous break from the weather. We know what it's like here late July to the 1st of August, it could be 110.
Sure.
With a heat index of 115. And it's amazing today. And the forecast is amazing for the whole week.
I had a little trouble walking nine, but it wasn't terrible. It really, and we walked down the fairways, followed them down the fairways and all that. It wasn't bad at all. If 10 more degrees, yeah, I wouldn't have made the pass number three or four.
But, Harry, I think that's what people don't realize with this tournament, though. They think of, okay, I see the ropes, I see the galleries on TV at a PGA Tour event or something like that. No, you can walk down the fairways with these players.
Man, and if you don't want to do the walk, I had written something a week or so ago, go to number eight, stand left of eight, and you can watch, and they're going to hit four and five and six and seven irons into that par five. I mean, they kill it so far. It's all downhill. And then you can walk up 20 yards and watch those guys come into three. That's the one place on the golf course where you could actually see two different holes. Go, if you don't like that, go out to number 14 and watch them attack that green on the par five. I promise you, they will score out here on these par fives.
What do you think it takes to get into the first cut?
You know, we were talking about that, and you're to make the 44.
Mm-hmm.
Three
over?
Yeah, I would have said four, but 148, 147, maybe. Yeah, yeah, playoff it. Although it's 44 in ties.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Okay. 47, 48, 147, 148.
You out here all week?
I am.
Why would you not?
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting paid to do this. Are you kidding me?